At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the sauce with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, moaning, everybody! I know that man's happy. No quibbling with his Tommy Hutton with his red hot fish right now.
Holy smokes.
The fish getting a shutout win last night over the Twinkies. Edward Cabrera. This is incredible. This guy, I mean, this guy was Wild Thing Vaughn. He was couldn't keep it in the strike zone his entire career. And all of a sudden he's turning into Cy Bleepin' Young. This is crazy.
Prospects.
You can just see Peter Bendix is in the background. He goes, yes, yeah. Yes.
Analytics.
I can't wait to trade him for the next Kyle Stowers. Oh, God. Hey, you might want to, you listen, sell high, right? That is the plan.
My question is, at what point are you building?
I mean, they are building. They do have a...
I understand that. But if you keep... See, one of the problems I've always had with baseball, and I know that certain players get outpriced for your budget, right? But you trade a player for prospects and hope to get the same player. At what point are you just going to keep the player?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know how to trust this player. I don't know.
I don't know if I trust this player. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Down here,
I want to trust him.
My biggest pet peeve with baseball, especially down here, is that we're always looking forward to trading the good guy for prospects. At what point are we going to say, let's make a run with this?
Well, we'll see. I mean, like, they're on fire right now. I think they're 7 games out of the wild card. They're right there at third place now. Third place. They're rolling. Kyle Stowers probably going to be their all-star. Remember when you made fun of him?
Yeah, ooh. Leroy.
Kyle Stowers. Because I said he had a good eye, and you saw him swing and miss one time. You're like, some eye.
That's right. There's a guy with a good eye.
This dude just keeps hitting bombs. Probably going to be their all-star.
Wow.
Should have had another one yesterday. Jesus Sanchez hit a moon blast. And, like, I don't know who thought about this, but, like, the Marlins in their wall, which I know they've gone through variations in that new ballpark where they've had the carnival art out there, which is now facing Little Havana. It's now out of the stadium. It's just there. Like, it's a small world. Red Grooms! Thanks, Loria. But there's, like, he hit a ball. And, like, it's so dumb that he hits a ball that far. But because the padding goes up like this. But the rest of it.
Why did they do that with the wall?
Yeah, why can't it just be the rest of the wall? There's like this weird. Was it because they had to put a sign there? I'm trying to figure it out. I was like, why is that extra padding there? That's such an inconvenience.
There's a lot of ballparks like that where it's perfectly curved in the outfield, and then it goes. It makes a little ridiculous turn.
He got like they lost a home run based on like a little extra fabric. I'm like, what?
It's like in Boston, even in right field.
Yeah,
like, you hit it in right center.
Pesky pole. Yeah, it's like.
And then, well, not even that. It's right center, and then there's like a gap. So if you hit it 3 feet to the right, it's a home run. But if you hit it 3 feet to the left, you got 15 more feet.
There was all I saw was just fake ivy that should have been a home run, but he hit the one piece of blue that just went a little bit too high. Are you looking at the home run from last night, Marcos?
I'm looking at the ballpark.
Like, or the double?
Essentially, I'm just looking at the field right now because you mentioned that it's kind of like it looks like a Pizza Hut roof. It's very like, why did we do this? Why isn't it just the same height as it?
And it's
else?
Not. And here's the thing. Especially in a new ballpark. Like, I could understand if you put it in a football field or an old stadium and you get to a point where the stadium and the walls and you got to have that little curvature or whatever. But in a brand new ballpark, the least you could do is make it, perfect.
Isn't it crazy?
You had nothing to work. You don't have to compete with any other sport.
I mean, I know they did fix the walls at one point. I'd have to go back and see what the 2012 wall looks like. But this one just, I was like, huh. I mean, I remember the old one, of course, the Bermuda Triangle out there, 434 to dead center.
Right.
But it was like, it had this like little, it never, every, most normal ballparks curve on the outfield wall, with some exceptions. But the Marlins at Pro Player, or Dolphins, Hard Rock, now Hard Rock, but for you kids, back when the Marlins were atop the sport, they had this Bermuda Triangle in center field where, like, it had the teal tower, which went to the deepest corner. It kicked out on, like a maze. It kicked out. And it was like, you never knew what was going to happen there. But if you hit a ball there and it bounced, you knew it was going to be a ground ball because they had that hard rubber track. But it was like, it was you had to tattoo it to hit it out there. It was the deepest center field in all of baseball.
What about, was it Houston had the hill?
Houston did have the hill. I think they got rid of that like 10 years ago.
Yeah, they got rid of it. But
not only had a hill, had a hill with a pole.
Right.
I'm like, why does baseball do this?
What is this, Sonic the Hedgehog?
This is crazy.
You couldn't just put the wall in front of that hill?
Got a ballerina of the night as I catch this ball. Sure, you said 434 was how far it went?
Yeah.
I'm looking at like an old, that is, but this is what I don't understand about baseball. How can I hit something 100 feet less and right. also?
Well, it's a fair question. In every other sport, the three-point line is the same.
What?
It's 100 yards in football. The end zones right. are the same. Baseball is the only sport where we're like, we're going to turn this into Sonic the Hedgehog. There's going to be obstacles.
Or how about Boston, where it's 220 feet, but it's 40 feet high.
Yeah, you got to hit. You can't just hit some. No.
You can hit a pop-up out of the park.
Yeah, no line drives. But you can hit. Yeah, you can hit a can of corn, and it'll just carry. It was crazy. But either way, the Marlins do get the win yesterday. Nick Fortes did end up coming around to get the Marlins an insurance run that they tacked on there. But, man, nice job by them. Fish will be back.
Is that seven or eight?
That's eight, dude. Longest winning streak since 2008.
Jeez.
If they win tonight, it ties a franchise record.
Really?
Yep.
And with two championships, their longest winning streak is?
Nine.
Nine games?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
It's a weird history.
That's when you know... Relative to baseball, your franchise is young when you look at some of the records.
Sometimes.
Right? Like go look at like the home run records.
Everyone's has a weird one, though. Like, remember the Mets forever before Johan Santana ruined his arm? Like, they went like years without a no-hitter.
Right.
Like, usually your franchise, except for like the Yankees, like you'll have one that's like, oh, yeah, we've never had a guy hit two triples in a game.
No-hitter is different than, like, who owns the record for home runs?
Who in a game?
Career home runs.
Barry Bonds.
No, here in Miami.
Oh, Giancarlo Stanton.
We said what? Two.
I'll look. I'll see how many he had with the Marlins.
Yeah, but just when you compare those numbers to other franchises,
267.
267.
Yeah, but then the second place is such a fall off. It goes to 154.
Was it Gary Sheffield?
Right, because the guy never played there long enough.
Gary Sheffield had 122.
Who was one? So Dan Ugla?
It's actually quite. Yeah. Well, there's that.
I'm good.
I was trying to see. Because it was quite a bit ahead. I was like, dude, he's not going to get this.
But you understand what I'm saying. So if you look at, home run record for other franchises.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 200.
No, but I just bring up the no-hitter one because we mentioned the Marlins' history, and like the Mets never had a no-hitter, and the Marlins in their history had like five before the Mets even got one.
Right.
Like, it was crazy.
Right. I just do it with like, stolen bases, career, it's like the Marlins hit for a cycle yet? Just recently, right?
A couple years ago.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that stuff, that's like the sport itself. Like, cycle, turning a triple play, no hitter, like, stuff like that. But I'm talking about, like, career stolen bases, career strikeouts, career. You know how old your franchise is when you look at those records. You could do the same thing in football. Right? Like, who has the career rushing in your franchise? If you go to, like, Carolina, versus, like, the Browns, right? Like, it's just such a difference. And, it's just weird. Like, 267, like, that wouldn't even hit top five with the Yankees.
Probably true. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So the Fish back at it tonight, 640 as they go for 9 in a row. The big news yesterday in the NBA for the Miami Heat, they finally make a trade. Our sweet Duncan Robinson traded, sign and trade to the Detroit Pistons.
Damn it.
3 years, $48 million for Duncan Robinson. Mm. So
that's pretty, he gets to go back home, back to Michigan.
Gets to go back to Michigan.
They did it again.
Hmm?
They took the man with the golden arm from us. Now they took Dunkyard Dog.
Yeah.
Wayne Ellington.
So where did they, he's not on the staff, get him for? There, is he?
They got him for Simone Fontecchio.
Oh, yes, of course. Fontecchio. How could we?
So now watch.
Hmm?
Before the season starts, I want you to take my $10 and put it on anything that gets Duncan Robinson his 3-point numbers.
You want me to bet right? on Duncan Robinson? Do you think there's a line set for Duncan Robinson's season over-unders?
Or some crazy like leading the league in 3-pointers.
Okay, I'll see. I'll see if Hard Rock Bet will make that happen.
Because like
I know when he faces the Heat, he's gonna drop like 7 threes on our head. That I know. I'm bummed out. We'll get more into it. We gotta take a break. We will talk today to Coach Brad Underwood, Illinois' head basketball coach. He coached Kasparis Iachachonis in college, so he'll join us next hour. Lots to get to. Back after this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. You guys can get at us on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. And we take you up until 2 here today. We got Rats Off a Ship. We got lots of fun here heading your way. But yeah, yesterday, the NBA news for the Miami Heat finally making a deal. Duncan Robinson, and really Duncan Robinson made a deal. They just got a forward, a little bit of size and shooting back in Fontecchio. But Duncan Robinson, he gets a 3-year, $48 million deal. Reports are it's a partial guarantee in year 2 and non-guaranteed in year 3, but I guess the big deal is he's going to get a, I mean, at least a $6 million bump than he would have gotten this year. So
what was he supposed to get this year?
Well, he was supposed to get, his number was 19.9, but his only guarantee was 10. So okay. He got at least guaranteed.
Okay, so because I was getting ready to ask the question.
Yeah, he at least guaranteed himself $6 million for this year.
With a sign and trade, why doesn't the money have to match, and who takes the hit on the cap?
The money, it depends.
Because
I think
it doesn't match. Trade doesn't match.
It doesn't. Yeah, it depends on. I believe what money's going out into their cap too. I think it works like that. So that's
you see what I'm saying? Because they're trading.
Yeah, they're getting a guy back for $8 million.
They signed him for $3 million for $48 million.
Yep.
Right, and they take him back $8 million.
Yeah, I haven't seen the exact contract there, but I know that this is the first, the full year is guaranteed here. Fontecchio made a little bit less than Duncan would have been guaranteed. So
yeah, some wiggle room.
It fits into the Heat's cap, and they can take money back because they had wiggle room on cap as well.
They're just trying to get under.
Andy Ellisberg over here wants to with his cap.
So I have a question.
I see cap questions have replaced hockey questions for this summer.
We know how the Heat have done things over the years.
Yeah.
As of about 4 or 5 years ago, they have been, or as soon as they had started the second apron, was what, 3 years ago?
They've never been in the second apron.
No, but I'm just saying, they have been more conscious of where they are as far as the salary cap more than ever.
Yeah, well, you're talking about when the new CBA started?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 3 years old.
So, is that a reflection of how the team looks, though? That they're not taking these big hacks and going into paying, you know, going over the salary cap?
I mean, I think you're seeing it all over the league. I think you're seeing, like, I think that's why.
Teams take swings. Like Boston, and then once Tatum got hurt, they're like, "We're not doing this."
Well, yeah, it's exactly why, and they probably, even if Tatum wasn't hurt, they were probably going to make the moves that they did.
Yeah, because Porzingis, like, as awesome as he was, and how much of an impact as he made, he didn't play enough.
Mm-hmm. But if you look at Memphis with the Bane thing, like they paid Bane a $200 million deal. And then they were going to pay Jaren Jackson. You saw the big deal he got. Which, by the way, did you see the
250?
He got 240 over his 5 years, and they just announced he's getting surgery for turf toe.
Can I just tell you something? I know. Like when I sent you the text right away about Halliburton. 2 seconds, you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, turf toe is no joke. When you have surgery, you know what makes Deion Sanders so amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So before he went to Baltimore, he was in Dallas, I think. Was he in Dallas or wherever he was? He had a toe injury, missed a lot of time. He had to have surgery. He basically had the same surgery as O.J. McDuffie, right?
Yep.
Basically what they do is your thumb, this is very equivalent to your thumb, they fuse this part. So it's like running on a 2x4.
Put it more on the camera.
It's like this part right here, they fuse it.
Yep.
So it's like running with a 2x4. You can't bend. O.J. couldn't play anymore after that. Deion was so fast that he could go out there and run on a plank and still compete. And so when I hear people having this surgery, and I don't know if this is the exact surgery, but it was very similar when they say turf toe surgery, I would be like I would be very cautious. I'm looking, I'm going to be paying attention because I know what this has done for football players,
right,
and how serious it is, even though people just brush it off as a big toe.
Well, I think there's two guys because I think Garland had the same thing, and I think they said Garland's going to be out like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, It's not. It's just a toe relative to your body. Doesn't seem like that much.
But
you can't do nothing without it. It's like, imagine if you had a hand without a thumb. What would you be able to do?
Oof. I don't know.
Right.
Can't even pick up my phone. Stuff. I feel like a lobster. So the Duncan Robinson deal going down, like, so I think the thing is with him, like, I'm not surprised, when he opted out, my first reaction was he was going to go. I think that right. was, I just felt like the way that his role just kept yo-yoing, I felt like he was going to look for a place. And look, it's a great landing spot for him. He was, they just lost Tim Hardaway and they just lost, well, they didn't lose Malik Beasley. Malik Beasley appears to have lost himself.
Right.
It's a lot. He's dealing with a lot because not only has he got the gambling thing, but there's a huge story in the Detroit Free Press today about, like, he's had, like, his paycheck from the Pistons, like, frozen because he's owed, money and things like that. So I it seems to me like he's got a lot of drama financially he's dealing with. So they just went in a completely different direction and gave that money to Dunks.
Right.
But for the Heat standpoint, like, look, I don't think the Heat were in a spot where they probably should have paid Duncan Robinson $15 million a year. Let's just say it was guaranteed. I know that some of it's not, but even this year, because you just look at the depth chart, like, right now, like, they're going to be in a spot where, if he goes in a cold stretch, Spo's going to put him on ice. And it does feel like the Heat are going to start leaning into their youth, and hopefully the signals you're going to get some actual playing time for Jakachonis, and they're going to see what they got. But it didn't feel like a team that was like, hey, what are we going to, we're going to feel some type of way obligated to play Duncan Robinson. And you know that can get a little wishy-washy with this team from time to time.
Two for two.
I think Duncan's probably like, not only with the money, but it's like, yeah, get a fresh start somewhere and on a fun young team that's up and coming.
I think more than anything, athletes want to play. And that's the honest truth, right? Like, the money is one thing, but more importantly, you want to play. You want the opportunity to do the thing you love. And I think everybody always looks at Dunk and say, well, at least he got the money. But I promise you, Duncan was miserable that he wasn't playing.
Probably.
Right. Okay, yeah. You guys ready?
Yep.
Here it goes. Leroy's toe spelled O-H-I-O. Leroy's foot putting up signs like a third base coach. Throwing gang signs. I mean, Leroy fumbled so much that he gave the ball turf toe.
Well, at least they moved on from your toes from my shirt because I got called a circus peanut in the first segment.
No, somebody said you're built like a tangerine and now you have a tangerine shirt.
Somebody else called you Obi. Say that you were Obi.
The mascot?
The mascot for the orange.
The orange bowl mascot?
Called you Obi.
That's a
I think I hate to say this, but this is kind of where I was getting at. What is the end goal for this team?
Yeah. This is the thing. I think that, they didn't obviously go all in with the KD thing. They were very wishy-washy on doing that.
Yep.
I would imagine their next course of action is probably going to be to trade Andrew Wiggins, because what's the point of having Andrew Wiggins here? Like, it just feels like they're going to go young. That's what it feels like. Which, if that's what they're going to do, they got their own pick this year and see what it is. Like, I'm not, it's not going to be a year where you're expecting much, but at least you're picking a direction. You're not sitting here in this flotation of the middle of, like, trying to hold on to the 8 seed.
So, question.
Yep.
I would believe all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Except their Spo.
I'm not saying they're going to tank.
Spo with young guys, right? Like,
but it's not like he's never done it. Like, that's the thing. Right. It's not like he's never done it. And it's honestly, like, he's had teams with worse rosters that finished with better records than he had last year. Like,
yeah.
You know, so I'm not saying the Heat are going into this thing to completely tank, but I don't think that they're – I think they are in a move where it's like, hey, you're going to have to, like, let people play through some mistakes, which I respect. Like, at least that's where they're going to go.
That's where I'm getting
– I hope. Like, look, you may be right. Maybe he's like, nah, let's hold on to every veteran and play – give me mass minutes of Fontecchio and Kyle Anderson.
But this is me personally. I believe in that sport – if you don't get your money's worth, then you have to make a decision on a player,
right,
a young player, and you're not really sure what he can or can't do.
Yeah, and they have to.
And that happens. We've given so many guys these ridiculous contracts that 2 years later you go, woof, because they only ended up playing like a year and a half.
Yeah, I think from this standpoint, I think the two guys that you got to decide on really are Tyler, because we'll know in October if he's going to get his extension for 3 years. If not, then it becomes a summer thing, because he's only got like 3 weeks for that to be agreed upon.
Right.
And Jovic. They got to decide, like, what's the future of Jovic, because Jovic is going to the final year of his deal, because I don't think he's going to get extended.
Yeah, but see what I mean? Like, why are we here? I just think that if you're investing in a player,
mm-hmm,
the last few years has shown me that you've given a lot of contracts with some uncertainty based on not what their abilities are, but based on the small windows of opportunity you've given them. And that's not fair to the organization or the player. You shouldn't, especially with young players, especially when you look around the league, like the thing that it always seems like these teams want to do, they want to know if this guy that we picked up or drafted or developed is extension worthy, and we're going to put him in spots so we have a definitive answer. There's been a few guys here. There hasn't really been a definitive answer. The only thing that you've seen is a snippet right before it was time to get the extension.
I'm trying to think, like, who's the last, but like the last guy, you know, that got to this point and extended was Duncan, you know, like Duncan. You know, Duncan was after a couple of good seasons, so they haven't really been in this position.
But that
position.
Was, dude, they played dunks, though.
Yeah, so they haven't really been in this position.
I'm saying in the past, we got Tyler Johnson, we got...
Yeah, but that's, see, again, that's a little bit of a weird one, because, like, he was an undrafted guy, you know, it's like, that was an odd situation. I mean, actually, you know, thinking of it, like, Tyler's the last guy that they had to extend, so... You know, and now
Now you got to make a decision with Jovic. As much as we love Jovic, do we really know what he is?
No.
Right.
No, it's an important... But,
and now we're up against it.
And to be fair, he did break his hand last year.
Right.
So he missed half the season.
We're up against it, and we're going to have to make a big decision. I don't want them to be playing games with his minutes. I want them to give him a consistent role, so at least the organization will know if he's a guy to move forward with or not.
Agreed. I think part of what will be interesting is if they do trade Andrew Wiggins, do they go into a situation where he's starting and they're starting all three bigs, you know, giving it a little Orlando look, or is he going to be the sixth man, which he did like being sixth man last year. He was not bitching about that. He actually... I think enjoyed that role of being the facilitator off the bench. And
Davion moving to the starting role, Tyler moved to the two.
Yeah, I would be surprised if that's not in Penn. I would feel like I think Tyler, Davion, Bam, Ware is your starters, and then it's just a matter of Wiggins if he's going to be here or not.
Wiggins or Jovic?
If Wiggins is here, he's going to start. They're not going to bench Wiggins. If Wiggins is here, he's going to start. But I think. It feels like they're going to try and find somebody. I know they're going to try and trade Terry too, but like also I'd like to trade this cup for $1 million. Like, good luck.
But is this his last year?
Yes, it is.
So that makes, you know, makes it appealing.
Maybe. Maybe. He is cleared. That's what the word is. He's cleared. We'll take a break. Mixed bag is next.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you guys want to go see the band Ghost, they're going to be coming to the Kaseya Center this July, and JFig has a pair of tickets to give away. It's a Live Nation show, but keep on listening, and we will give you a pair of tickets to see Ghost. Frog Boy.
Yeah.
We got the coach, Brad Underwood from Illinois, coached Kasparis Iakoumenis in college. He's going to join us at our typical mixed bag slot, so you think you could do it a little early today?
You know what? I can make... Speaking of Ghost, I can make room for our boy Ghosty Ghost Coach. And let's mix it on up now.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Leroy Horde's headphones. What do you got for us today, Froggy?
Hey, one of the dogs got up.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
and the guy's cutting the grass.
Yeah.
He got scared.
Yeah, he was like out there with the weed whacker going, eh, eh.
He just wants to play. That's how he says hello. What do we got, Froggy?
I have some college football for
you. What?
That's right. That is right. That is right. Don't blink, ladies and gentlemen, but football is returning at the end of this month. Not college football, but before you know it, our Saturdays and Sundays will be filled with football action.
Filled with joy.
And in the meantime, Paul Feinbaum declared Arch Manning the king of college football quarterbacking, the best prospect he's seen since Tim Tebow.
Reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will. I think Steve Sarkisian, who's one of the most amazing play callers I've ever seen, made a critical mistake late in the year. He was way too loyal to Quinn Ewers, who was banged up and was really ineffective. Had Arch Manning been instituted in the second half of that game, I think there's a reasonably good chance that Texas would have beaten Ohio State and won the national championship. They're very capable of doing it again this year. I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
Wow. Didn't feel like he had to go that strong. And then all of a sudden he's just like, I got a July take.
By the way,
I respect it, Paul Feinbaum. I respect a little July sports take.
Hmm. Arch Manning, I mean, we know he's already the most mobile Manning, but Tim Tebow.
That's not saying, well, no, 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 no. Archie was the most mobile.
Yes, you said he ran for his life in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Didn't he hit a speed faster than Tyreek Hill last year?
Who?
Arch Manning.
Yes, Arch Manning, yeah.
No.
I think he did. I think he hit like a miles per hour on his tracker. I think he hit faster than anything Tyreek Hill did last year.
20.7. Wow.
Tyreek running about 21-22. What are you talking about?
Look, I'm telling you, that was a headline last year.
He recently recorded a top speed of 20.7 miles per hour during a 67-yard touchdown run. This speed exceeded the top speed recorded by NFL player Tyreek Hill, 20.3, in a game earlier this season.
So, but that's because he... Okay, you do realize he's slowing down when he does this. That means it's over.
It's his top speed.
Okay.
It's his top. What was the date on that?
That was September 18th. September 18th,
2000. Oh, this is early in the season. Right. The season, but still, tangible.
Now, look, 20 miles an hour is fast, and I'm not even saying for intangible.
Seems,
that's fast.
Seems like you are.
Seems like
you are.
Seems,
no,
like
I'm not.
You are. Seems like you are.
Mm. Mm. But Tebow, though, I don't know. Tebow had this thing about him. Crazy.
Tebow?
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, you said college quarterback.
Yeah. And I'm not even talking about, like, speed, because Tebow was just kind of running into people.
Yeah, because that's all he could do. He couldn't throw worth a damn.
He was a moose.
Didn't need to. Did this weird little thing.
Jump the up. Jump pass?
Strange. It'll work, though. Hell of a team.
What else you got in the mix bag?
I got a little Damian Woody.
Oh.
Yes, that is right. Our boy Damian Woody.
That's our boy?
Yeah, well, I guess not. He was a Patriot, right? He had some conversations about our boy Mike McDaniel and whether or not he should be on the hot seat.
I'm putting Mike McDaniel on... the hot seat alert.
Ooh.
I think Mike McDaniel is a guy that we need to be watching very closely. The Miami Dolphins are in transition, in my opinion. I call the Miami Dolphins, they're what I call empty calories. They show you a lot of candy. They give you a lot of candy. A lot of things that look cool and stuff like that, but ultimately it doesn't mean anything. That's what the Miami Dolphins are.
Yeah, well, you want to know something, Damian Woody?
Yeah, not our boy.
Candy's delicious.
It is really good. One of my favorites.
He's not wrong.
I mean, he's not wrong.
And here's why.
Nobody can afford a 1-4 start less than Mike
McDaniel. I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
When you get to the Super Bowl, right, or you get to the playoffs, the things that were successful for the teams that went far in the playoffs were the things that the Dolphins couldn't do. And so when you look at the things they did well the last couple of years, it looks great. It's high-powered offense. All that, everybody gets excited about the big plays and all that. But when you think about the teams that competed for a championship, the Dolphins did none of those things well. None.
Mm-mm.
So while he's saying, yeah, it looks cool and it looks good, he's basically saying that style of football won't win you a championship. And we've seen it. Because guess what? When it gets cold, when you got to go on the road in the playoffs, when you got to go on the road in December, your offense is not conducive to those types of environments. And so everybody can say he's wrong. Everybody can make fun of him. Everybody, but it's an accurate statement, right? Like, and I've been saying it for a couple of years, and Tobin's, till I'm blue in the face, and it annoys Tobin.
What?
How I feel about 4th-and-1.
It doesn't annoy me.
3rd-and-1.
It annoyed me one time when you harped on it in a 62-0 win.
Yes.
Your point is valid, like, most of the time. It just felt like nitpicking.
All the time. Valid all the time. Because that is an indication
62-0.
But wait, Marcos.
But it was telling. Hey, man,
that is an indication. That is an indication of who and how tough your team is. Because the style of football that needs to be played in that small area is needed more than anything else.
I'll tell you this. If Mike McDaniel starts the season 1-4, because the Dolphins got 3 division games. They got the Colts, Patriots, Bills, Jets, back-to-back primetime games. I mean, 1-4, he's out, dude. Yeah. Especially if he's... They're gonna pull the trigger on that, dude, and they're going to make Anthony Weaver the coach.
Here's the problem. And here's the problem with that. He will not get fired during the season.
I don't agree with you.
And here's why. There is absolutely nothing that you could bring in or change at that moment that will make it any different or better. And if you say to me, okay, I can bring this guy in and fundamentally we can be a different team, I would say, okay, great.
Yeah, but you obviously can't hire anybody, and they have a guy at defensive coordinator who's gotten head coaching interviews before and people respect. Like, it would just be a sending of a message from the owner being like, all right, this leadership wasn't good enough anymore, and try and spark something out of a season that wouldn't be dead.
Tobin, you're missing the key point behind all this. Okay, if I bring in a guy that has a different idea of how a team should be run, you know, so say if I bring in a guy like, and he's along the lines of Man Campbell,
mm-hmm.
right? Of how he's going to do things, how he's going to be physical or whatever. You ain't got the players for that or the team for that. So you're wasting time.
No, I think what you're doing is you're honestly not wasting time. You would be wasting time if you felt like the season was lost already and you kept him around, that would be wasting time. At least if you're doing, because first off, you can see, because first off, you can see whether or not Anthony Weaver is a good coaching candidate.
You can't.
Sure you can. Man Campbell.
You can't tell based on how this team is built.
Well, that's not true, because Man Campbell, when he took over, showed some really good qualities of being a coach. They didn't think he was ready yet and hired Adam Gase, but he did show some qualifications of being a head coach.
Okay, but here's the deal. Okay. when you brought in Man Campbell, the team was very similar to what Man Campbell was trying to do. Means they did run the football. They did use a lot of play action. So he changed the attitude, but the fundamental way this team was built and how they played, right, was pretty close. They just, the attitude needed to be changed. So I get that. When you have this, the way this team is built, all right, and you bring in a coach that wants to be more physical, run the ball in the middle and in between the tackles, more play action. This team is not built that way. So to bring him in to say, I want to see what he can do,
we're on different wavelengths here. You're not bringing Waver in to see necessarily what he can do. What you're doing is Mike McDaniel at that point, if the Dolphins got off to a point, let's just say they lost to all three division opponents to start the season, right, and you're looking like you could be a last place team, you're basically sending them a message like, dude, the guy's run's over. And sometimes you know when the run is over. It happens. Some guys lose touch as a coach staff, and he's already shown signs that he can't control a locker room and guys don't respect him. So you think that's going to get better with a poor start after he's already got heat on him? Because we all know, like, you would agree, if they don't make the playoffs this year, he's going to probably be fired.
Yes, I'm not. And here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be fired if that start is the way it is. What I'm saying is that it shouldn't be, whether you do it after week four or whether you do it at the end of the season, the way this team is built, regardless of who's at the helm, is not going to matter, because the attitude and the way this team is built needs to change, not the coach. You can change the coach, but if you have the same players playing the same way that they've played with the same type of offense, it's not going to get better. Now, if Mike McDaniel changes that, and you can see a difference in how they go about business, how they go about the fundamentals of playing football, instead of all that pretty, you know, window dressing stuff, right? And he starts off slow, you can at least see that there's something, you know, that has changed. So you can't kind of, and I get that we're going to look at the record and say, you know, it is what it is. But I would say that just basing it solely on the record, right, is not going to be a fair assessment. And if things continue, if they play football the way they've played the last 2 years, changing the coach ain't going to matter.
What if they lose to the Panthers after the division games?
I mean, it's going to come a time where, again,
there's going
to
be a
shooting. It probably is going to have to happen, right, if things aren't going well. But I'm just saying,
I get you. Like, you don't
having a new guy come in with the same with the attitude that the players have, or the type of players you have in place,
mm-hmm,
right? That right now, I'm going to say this on offense, not defense. On offense, this team plays with no physicality.
None.
There is nobody you can bring in that's going to change that at any point of the season. You're not.
Yeah, it feels like the damage is done there.
Right. Now, it'll be interesting to me to see, right? Because this, and here's why I've been more patient with this. Because every other stop that Mike McDaniel and every other place that he has coached has been nothing like what we've seen offensively here. Nothing. They all played physical football, ran the ball in between the tackles. So what Mike McDaniel is doing here is not what I'm accustomed to seeing in any other offense that he's been a part of.
Well, thank
you. That's what I'm shocked about.
Well, thank you, Damian Woody, for that hot, scorching take. Took over the mixed bag today.
Our boy.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Hour two is next.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.